Joe Semenoff, one of the best fullbacks to play in the Bronco Mendenhall era. All he does is catch touchdown passes. That's what he does. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. That is quite the introduction. I appreciate that.
Hey, no, it's my pleasure. I'm a big fan of Joe Semenoff. I was just Googling some pictures of Joe. And, Joe, I don't know if you know this, but you have pictures of yourself in a Speedo, and you look pretty buff, dude.
Oh, man.
They're on there. And I put it out there on my social media. I said, this dude, Joe Semenoff, coming up next on ESPN 960 Sports.
Man, I knew that was going to come back to bite me at some point.
Yep. Yes,
and there it is. Thanks a lot, Kudo.
Yep, we're all just jealous, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's major abs going on.
Look, this is the thing. You know, people talk about Luke Staley's calves, but I think you have some solid calves. So, I mean, you can give him a run for his money.
That's funny. You know, I came in 2001 as a walk-on, and it was Luke's junior year. And that's what they called me. Right away, they gave me the nickname Baby Luke. Hey, Baby Luke.
Are you serious? They called you Baby Luke?
Yep. Right from the beginning. I was an 18-year-old kid. Yep.
That's incredible. No one. We don't hear about these stories. I had no idea. Who's the one that gave you the nickname Baby Luke?
I don't remember. You know, all those guys were all way over my head. Like, I was a walk-on 18-year-old, and you know, when I got in there, I was a little bit starstruck.
Where did you play high school ball at, Joe?
It was a tiny little town called Lehighton, Pennsylvania. It's about an hour and a half north of Philadelphia.
So you get accepted to BYU. Were you a preferred walk-on or a regular old Joe Schmo walk-on?
Well, first of all, I applied. I was planning on walking on, and then I applied, and I did not get accepted.
Ouch.
So, yeah, exactly. So after that, I contacted Coach Tidwell and sent him some film and some game film and some stats and a few other things. And, a week later, I got my acceptance letter, and they brought me in as a preferred walk-on.
That's awesome. Cool story, man. And then, how many years did you play? You served a mission, right, Joe? I'm just trying to get to know you a little bit again.
I came in, and so I was there for the 2001 season, and then after that season, I served a mission in Campinas, Brazil, and then when I came back, I played the next four. I played 4, 5, 6, and 7.
So you were part of the Croton era. What was that 2001 season like? You know, like being a true freshman walk on and being around a Doak Walker Award winner.
It was pretty awesome. It was exciting to see him. And exciting to be in the running back room, you know, with those guys. And it was really, you know, motivating seeing, you know, the possibilities there at that level. And, you know, as a walk-on, I think right away being in with, you know, possibly the best running back, you know, to come out of BYU, to be there with him, it was really motivating, you know, and it set the goal high and knew that, you know, I wanted to work hard to be like Luke.
Mm-hmm. Did you envision yourself becoming like Luke?
Well, just from the knees down.
Joe Semenoff on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. What were you saying, Joe?
You know, it was one of those things where in Pennsylvania, I was an all-state tailback. And, you know, when you come in as a walk-on running back, I got to that point where I just wanted to do whatever it took to play. And so, you know, fullback was a position that was a better fit for me, you know, we had Luke and, you know, coming in with Curtis Brown and Fahu Tahi and then, you know, Harvey and Manasseh and Fui, you know, fullback ended up being a spot that I knew I could fill a void. And I knew, you know, the knowledge of the game was a big part of playing that position. And so that's really what I did. I studied and then I just got bigger. Bigger and learn how to block.
Yeah, how much did you weigh coming in as a true freshman? I imagine you identified yourself as a tailback, and that's always hard to make that switch from tailback to fullback.
Yeah, that was. You know, it's one of those things, just kind of swallow your pride and let's get in the field. And, keep the bigger goal in the mind, the team goal, and do what it takes, you know, just to get the win rather than, you know, thinking about carrying the ball and scoring touchdowns.
But were you a big back in high school? I mean, what were you weighing when you came in as a freshman?
You know, I was 200. I graduated 200 pounds. And so, you know, that's big-ish. And so after my freshman year, I was around 210 or 212. And then freshman year after the mission, I ended up getting up to 220. and 225. And so senior year, I played right between 230 and 235. And honestly, none of that felt good.
Well, it's hard, man, when you're trying to put on that weight and it's not your natural. I mean, I feel like you're a big guy, but, you know, when you're getting those extra 10 pounds, people don't realize it's extremely difficult. You don't want to put on, like, just slobbery fat weight either, you know what I mean? Like, that's not something that you want as a football player.
Right, yeah, exactly. You know, and again, it's one of those things, I had to do what you had to do. You know, I'm not going to be playing fullback at 215, especially, you know, at 5'10". So, you know, put the weight on. I felt like it took, you know, some athleticism away. But, I mean, you know, for instance, right after the season was over, senior year, you know, in the next month or two, I dropped down to 220. And it wasn't a great weight to try out for one pro day. But I just felt better. You know, back to doing some triathlons and some, you know, some fun cross training. And so I just feel, you know, I feel better. I'm 215 now. And, you know, it feels better than when I did 20 pounds heavier.
Joe, fullbacks don't often get a lot of opportunities to do tons of things, but you had some pretty good moments at BYU. I remember covering a game in New Mexico in 2005, I think it was, when Fahu didn't make the trip because of a violation of team rules, and you had to play fullback, had a touchdown. Those kind of moments you must really savor a lot at this point.
Yeah, you know, I joke a lot because on those moments that I had the opportunity to you know, to play in the big games and to play a decent role, I feel like there's always been a photographer in the right place.
Yeah, you know, that New Mexico game. I remember you guys coming back from the New Mexico game 2005, and I was a walk-on at the time. I wasn't traveling or anything like that, and we were kind of down in the dumps. But you had a sweet touchdown where that cameraman was right there. That videographer was right there to film Joe Semenoff leaping into the end zone. That's for posterity, my friend. I think we watched that in the team room multiple times, back and forth.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, my high school coach always said that there was no such thing as luck. I'm sure he plagiarized that from somewhere. But he said there's no such thing as luck. It's just, you know, opportunity presented while you're prepared. You know, preparation presented with opportunity. And that was just it. You know, I think Coach Reynolds did a great job having myself and Manasseh prepared to take the load when Fahu couldn't make it. And, you know, I remember how nervous I was pregame. It was pregame in that New Mexico game when he said, hey, you're going to get the go-ahead today, you know, you and Curtis. And so it ended up being, you know, Curtis, Manasseh, and I. And, you know, it turned out well. I think, you know, playing with a chip on the shoulder, you know, makes you really play, you know, to the highest level that you can.
Joe Semenoff, former BYU running back, we'll call you tailback and fullback, on with us here, Cougar Sports ESPN 960. Joe, you were down at Alumni Day. What did you see from the running backs that you liked? What do you think about these young men running around in the backfield? Algie Brown, Nate Carter, Jamal Williams. Give us your thoughts.
You know, I'm pretty excited about these, you know, the new up-and-coming young guys. Like I said, right after, you know, we all saw Nate Carter last year, I was a little disappointed I didn't see more of him in the rest of the season going out. I feel like, you know, he's going to be a good guy to give Jamal a break when he needs it. And, you know, hopefully Jamal can stay healthy throughout the whole season. You know, it's going to be a big year for him. But, you know, seeing Brown coming out, I think he's going to do a great job, you know, kind of filling that fullback and the tailback role. You know, a lot like Fooey when he used to play. You know, he could block, but he could also run power and you know, have some speed down the outside. And so, you know, I think our backfield, you know, we got to keep everybody healthy, but our backfield looks like, you know, we have guys to run every role of it. And so, you know, like I said, as long as those guys stay healthy, you know, it looks like a pretty solid backfield.
Were you able to set your eyes on Toloai'i Ho-Ching and talk with him at all? He's a recent linebacker to fullback convert. He came over from the defensive side. He's taken that role on, similar to how you did. You know, it's like, hey, I got to find a spot to play. I'm going to put on some weight. I'm going to get swole, and I'm going to come downhill and make a name for myself.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get any time, you know, to talk with him during Alumni Day. But, you know, I was reading up a little bit on him, and, you know, it's pretty exciting. The good thing about converting a linebacker to fullback is, you know, those guys love to hit. Mm-hmm. And they just love to, you know, snap necks back. And so I think that's definitely a good fit because, you know, linebackers are explosive and, you know, they're quick. And like I said, not afraid to get into some contact. And also, you know, coming from a linebacker position, he knows what it feels like to be on that side. And so he's going to know as a fullback, you know, what to look for and what those guys are going to be trying to do. So I think that looks promising up there.
Joe, as a sports writer, I get a chance to write about a lot of the guys that play at BYU. And for most part, we write a lot about the stars and the guys that carry the ball a lot or throw the ball a lot. And there's 100 guys on the roster at a time. And so everybody has their own unique experience at BYU. What was your experience like and what did you take out of that as you move forward in your life?
You know, I think being a role player has helped me a lot more than if I would have been a spotlight guy. I think, you know, moving forward, I think it really helped me look at the big picture of things and to see, you know, just how much dirty work it takes to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. And so whether it's with work, family, you know that dirty work just has to get done in order to get where you want to go. And so, you know, I think it's really helped me to put my head down and just go to work. But like you said, you know, you guys are looking at the stars and the ball carriers and those guys, which is funny because, you know, of course, being a fullback, not that many people know who you are. And so it's funny, like, oh, you played with Harvey? I was like, oh, yeah, you know, just look 3 yards ahead of him. You'll see my back.
Joe Semenoff on with us here at Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Joe, back in the day, that first go-around with Coach and I, the fullback was an integral part of the offense, especially in goal line situations. We get down to the goal line, that blue zone, you would roll in. Sometimes you might get a dive. Every once in a while you might get, you know, the rock in your hands right from John as a run play. But typically when you got in there, the first thing I was thinking is going to be play action and Joe's going to run out on that arrow route. You made a living off that route.
Yeah, you know, it's that's true. I think it really played well for us because, you know, while I was there, we had, you know, rotating the four backs with Manase Tonga, Fui Vakapuna, Harvey Unga, and myself. You know, lots of times we'd throw three of us in the backfield. And, I mean, it's no, you know, no one's wondering what we're going to do. Three, mm-hmm. you know, 230, 240-pound guys there, we're just going to run right at you. And so, you know, you do that a couple of times, it's easy to slip out, you know, and catch one over the top of that D end. And so, yeah, it was great. You know, it's in the huddle when you get that call. It was pretty exciting because you know you're going to be wide open. Mm-hmm. And hoping you're not going to be that guy that drops it while you're wide open in the end zone.
Do you think that from what you're hearing, from what you saw at Alumni Day and the scrimmages, do you think they're going to finally implement some I formation this year with Robert and I as the offense coordinator?
You know, I think so. Like I said, you know, with our linebacker coming over, with Ho Ching coming over, and, you know, seeing, you know, Algie Brown, I mean, we have some power back there. You know, I think we can do some damage, you know, running the eye. And then, you know, you get Jamal, you know, running some reads behind a fullback. I think that's going to be, you know, a potent thing to bring the eye formation back. I think it'll be a good thing for us. But like I said, you know, it's tough because we run so well out of a shotgun formation. You know, we can run all of our leads and lots of other things, and it's kind of nice because running backs like it because, you know, you have a clear line of vision when you get to run out of the shotgun. Go ahead.
No, sorry. What are you saying?
I was going to say, you know, I kind of support both. And while I was there, I think, you know, we ran the I formation a lot, but, you know, it didn't matter to me. I was like, you know, if we're going to run a lead out of shotgun, you know, I feel like it'd have the same, you know, effectiveness as running it out of an eye, you know, except for goal line situations.
Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued. I'm excited to see if they do. I've been hearing that they will have some more I formation, and I'm intrigued by maybe even Harvey Longhi moving over into that Polynesian power backfield with Ho Ching and Algie Brown. I think he's more of a running back than he is, or, you know, fullback as well than he is a linebacker. Yep. We'll see what happens there. But in 2007, you were a part of one of the most potent offenses, if not the most potent offense in Bronco Mendenhall era. This year, we were debating. I mean, we think that this could be even a better offense than that 2006 offense. What do you think about that? Would you agree or disagree?
You know, I agree. You know, we have weapons. There's weapons all over the field, you know, again this coming year. Again, and like every year, you know, our depth is going to be an issue if we start getting some injuries. And also, I think, you know, of course, a lot's going to hinge on Taysom. And so, you know, first of all, you know, as long as he can stay healthy and he comes back strong, Taysom's one of those players that just makes everybody around him better. You know how Jordan just made everyone on the Bulls better because you really had to respect what Jordan can do. And so Taysom's kind of that same way where, you know, the way he can run and pass and, you know, he can do a lot of things in the field that, you know, it threatens. And so it makes, you know, it makes the corners playing one-on-one, and it gives the wideouts and running backs a lot more opportunities because he's such a threat. And so I think a lot's going to, you know, of course, pivot on the way he plays.
Joe, you know, I think for posterity's sake, you know, you need to have a highlight film, number one, and you do have some good highlights, as you mentioned, like the videographer, the cameraman was always in the right spot. Do you have a highlight videotape that you have for posterity that you saved?
You know, I only have some game films. My highlight reel is very short, and 3/4 of it is blocking. So lots of it is my back. Hey, could you see that tiny little one there? Yeah, I moved.
See
that
the time about that?
Bit.
You see how I was able to like just you know get him out of the B gap just by about 1.5 feet. That's what it takes.
Exactly.
You're self-sacrificing.
Right. Harvey has a great run, and you know I pat myself on the back. Oh,
there you go, right there. You know, but the other thing I think you need to have is, I mean, you said you participated in the pro day just a few weeks ago. BYU had its pro day. I saw you there. You know, how did you feel about your pro day when you participated in that? How did you grade out? Didn't you put up like 30 or 40 reps on 225?
I did. I put up 34.
34 reps
counted,
at 220?
At 220.
Was there any other fullbacks that put up 34 in the combine and or pro day that you found out?
You know, there wasn't. It was interesting. As I was walking out to run after that, of course, I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, you know, being from North Philly.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles scout was there. And so I'm walking out with him, and he comes up to me. He's like, you know what? He's like, I've been doing this for 19 years, and I've never seen a running back bench like that. I'm like, oh, well, where do I sign?
Get that quote out there, Zach. That's a phenomenal quote. Where do I sign? I've never seen. Look at that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure in 2007 that your pro day, you had the most reps overall from the running back, fullback position. I don't think anyone even came close. I mean, there might have been a couple high 20s, but still, once you get past, you know, once you get past the high 20s and you're getting into the 30s, like every single rep is just, you know, magnified. It is ridiculous. 34 reps coming from Joe Semenoff, one of the strongest guys pound for pound that I've ever seen in the weight room. Joe, we appreciate you joining us today. Great stuff. Are you expecting an undefeated season? Let's create that hype train right now. What are you expecting from this team this next year?
Ooh, let's get the spotlight on. You know what? I do expect big things. I think we've learned a lot these last couple years. And, you know, I feel like we really need to shine to make this independent, you know, thing work for us. Or, you know, in order to find another conference. Because, I mean, you know as well as I do, you know, Criddle, you know, one of my favorite things and one of my favorite possessions now is, you know, our conference championship rings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, you get into some tough games or you lose, you know, a game or two, that you always had that drive to you know, fight for the conference championship. And so I think now you have to get that drive throughout every game of the season. You know, I feel like everyone's staying healthy and keeping the hype out there and the excitement. I mean, these last 2 years, it was awesome. To watch our first game, our first two games, it was incredible to watch the way our defense was flying around and popping everybody. And I feel like that tapers off. Like, some of the excitement and the hype goes down. I mean, I understand there's injuries and some other things, but, you know, that kind of tenacity and you know, aggressiveness, that needs to stay around the whole season. And, you know, people just didn't love to play us in the beginning because, you know, we're just tenacious. And so I'm excited. I'm really excited. And I think a lot's going to hinge on, you know, our offensive line
and our guys staying healthy. One thing while I was there, we were just lucky to have such a great offensive line. You know, our coaching staff did a great job, and our offensive line can handle one-on-ones all day and pick up blitzes. And so it just made things easy when one or two running backs, you know, were out in routes every play. It's been a little bit frustrating watching, you know, our backs seem like they're kind of looking around, waiting for somebody to get beat so that they can help. And so, you know, having an extra guy out there, it just opens up, you know, tight end over the middle or, you know, running back outside. And so I think our offensive line stepping up and being able to handle those one-on-ones, and then, you know, Taysom and Jamal staying healthy, I think it's going to be a big key. But, you know, strong receiver core, as long as we come out firing on all cylinders, you know, we're going to have a great year.
Baby Luke, appreciate you joining us, Joe. You're the man. We look forward to doing it again. Have a great night. Say hi to your wife for me, and hopefully your little chitlins are doing well. I saw this kid's calves, his little boy's calves. You might have another baby Luke in the making.
baby Luke, yeah.
baby Luke, baby Luke
hey,
Jr.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, you guys. I really appreciate it.